Well, good morning. It's lovely to see you gathered with us this morning for our Youth Sunday, our Children's Day service this morning, and then our young people take part this evening. We do bid you all a very warm word of welcome. It's lovely to see you here with us today. If you're visiting with us at all, we do bid you a very special word of welcome, and we trust that as we come together, we'll know the Lord's blessing. We also want to welcome our speaker today, Phil Harton. Delighted to have Phil with us, and we're looking forward to what he has to say to us. Now, just at the very start, before we sing our opening hymn, boys and girls, aren't they all looking fantastic? Now, I have had a sneak preview of what they're going to do already, and it's been great, so I'm really looking forward to them all coming up again. So, no nerves, sure there's not. Yous are all ready to go? Everybody ready to go? Yeah? That's good. I'm delighted. I want to thank Noel, and I want to thank the teachers for all the work that they've put in over the year in Sunday school with the boys and girls, and for the work that's been put in here for today as well. So we do want to pass on our thanks for that, and we want to thank the boys and girls in advance for being brave enough to take part and to get up to the front and to take part. It's never easy, I know that, and it's not easy for you, I'm sure. So we're looking forward to it, boys and girls. We're going to sing our first hymn. The words will be on the screen. It's number 724 in the hymn book. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. And we'll stand to sing after the introduction, please. For singing out so well this morning. Now, I'm just going to open our time together in a word of prayer. We're going to commit our time to God. And then after that, boys and girls, just to give you advance warning, after that, it's going to be over to you so we can get ourselves ready. But let's just take a moment or two and let's pray together. Our God and our Father, as we come before your throne of grace once again this Lord's Day morning, we want to thank you for all of your goodness, for all of your mercy, for all of your grace. We want to thank you, Father, for this new day and for all your blessings towards us. Father, we thank you, Lord, even today on this Lord's Day that we have the health and the strength to be able to be here. Father, we're thankful for every gift that we receive from your hand. But Father, we thank you most of all for your great love. We thank you for the word of God that tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Lord, even as we've just been singing, we are so thankful, we are so glad that Jesus loves us. Father, we praise you for that. We praise you for what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. We praise you for his coming. We thank you, Lord, that he came and he went to the cross, and there he paid the price for our sins. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can be free because of what Jesus Christ has done. If we come and we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin. Father, we thank you for the boys and girls who are taking part today. We thank you for each one of them. Father, we're thankful that they've been able to come along to the Sunday school over this past year. And we're thankful for what they have learnt and what they've been taught by their teachers. And we pray, our God, as they come to take part this morning, that you will bless them, that you will help them, and that they will know that help from yourself. And Father, as they sing and as they recite scripture to us, we pray, Father, that even as we listen, that we would learn the truths ourselves from your word, from the word of God. Father, we do pray that you will help in every part of our coming together today. We pray for our brother Phil as he comes to speak to the boys and girls a little later on, that he will know help from yourself. And Lord, even as he comes and he speaks to them, Lord, that your word would resonate and would sound on in hearts. And Father, we're thankful that your word is powerful and it's quick, the word of God tells us, it's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And we pray, O God, that your word would speak into hearts today. We're thankful for each person who's here. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless us as we come together, as we sing. We pray that we will worship you. And Father, as the boys and girls take part, Lord, that you will just help us to listen and help us to hear what it is that they have been taught. We do pray, O God, that you'll be with us today and we will know your help. We pray for those who can't be here, some who are away, some who are unwell, some who are perhaps shut in their own homes and not able to be here. Just we pray, O God, that you will touch them and bless them where they are. Be unto them everything that they need at this time. And Father, we just look to you for these things. We pray now you'll bless us and be with us. We ask in our Saviour's precious name. Amen. Now, boys and girls, it's going to be you now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the first, so it's the preschool class, are going to come up to the front and they're going to recite a verse of scripture. And then after that, Eliah, Reuben and Jude need to come up to the pulpit and they're going to say verses after that. So the preschool class, first of all.
Oh, ha, fair and woman, Sabbath, birthday fit. Oh, ha, sin, and come, show off the glory of God.
The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
The Bible says in Isaiah 41, verse 10, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
The Bible says in John chapter 3, verses 14 to 17, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. For God, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son, who will come down the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Okay, so that's a great start for the boys and girls. Now I'm going to ask all of the Sunday School choir to come up to the front and they are going to recite some scripture and also sing for us this morning.
The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1, But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and that he formed thee, O Israel, fear not, For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine.
Mm-hmm. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Says in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
For me, hallelujah, for 1 Chronicles 29, verses 11 to 12. Thine, O Lord, is the greatest, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honour come of thee, and thee reignest over all, and thine in thy hand is the power and the might, and in thy hand it is to make great and give strength unto all.
Well, thank you so much, boys and girls. Now I'm going to ask the senior classes to sit down. The junior class are going to stay up because they're going to sing one more piece for us. And then after that, I'm going to ask Tom, John, Matthew and Mariah to come up to the pulpit and join me. But everybody else sit down except for the junior class now, please. And thank you so much again. Brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant. I'm just disappointed that I was sitting up here and not down there to see all those actions. And I nearly did the actions myself up in the pulpit because I thought nobody would see me. But then I thought, well, the camera will probably pick me up and then everybody will see me. Yous did fantastic. So thank you so much. So I'm going to ask Tom, John, Matthew and Mariah to come up and to say their verses now, please. Thank you.
The Bible says in Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, as he hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations.
The Bible says in Psalm 121, verses 1 to 8, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved, for he that keepeth thee shall not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, the Lord shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. The Bible says in John 14, verses 1 to 6, "Let not your heart be troubled, ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas says, says unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecies, and understand all mysteries and of all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind, charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail, whether there be tongues, they shall cease, whether there shall be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. For now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also as I am known. And now abideth with me faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity."
I'm glad I had the words up there. That's fantastic. Boys and girls, that was absolutely brilliant. All of you did such a good job today, and it's a credit to you. So you can have a big smile on your face now and be thankful to the Lord for all that he's done for us. We're going to sing our second hymn, and then we're very glad to have our brother Phil Harton with us today. And Phil's going to come and speak then to the boys and girls. And then immediately after that, Noel's going to come up, and Phil and Noel will present the prizes. So we're going to sing, then Phil's going to speak, and then you're going to get your prizes. So not too long now. Okay. We'll stand to sing after the introduction, please.
Thank you. Well, boys and girls, I must say that was a really, 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 really great little program that you done. And to hear you reciting the scriptures and hear you singing, it really encouraged my heart. I wonder, was anyone else encouraged this morning, were you? Let's give them another round of applause there. Fantastic. Okay. So I have a few things in here, and this morning, boys and girls, I'm not going to be doing all this myself. I need a little bit of help. Have we got any volunteers? Oh, that's good. That's good. What about the older people? Any more volunteers? Ah, there might even be a prize for those that volunteer this morning. Okay. All right. So it's great to be here this morning. I originally grew up in a little fishing village called Portafogie. And in Portafogie, when you, maybe you were saying you had a sore head, you said you had a sore head. So I feel really at home here this morning because I think there's a little bit of Portafogie and Ballymena lingo here as well. So it's great to be here, and thank you for having me this morning. So, boys and girls, we're going to ask a couple of questions here this morning, okay? I wonder, does anyone know who or what's been a lot of chat recently about a new king? Who has that been? Has anybody? What do you think? Do you know his name? You're still thinking? What about you? Still thinking? What about you? Yes, come on up quickly. I'll give you a prize for that. Here we go. Yes, well done. Okay, there you go. Now, come on up. Can you help me? What's your name? All right, okay. All right, we'll do a little prayer drill, will we? Come on, you on up. Oh, he's got the sweets in his pocket. Keep them for later, okay? So we'll do the prayer drill. We'll go P-R-A-Y. Is that okay? Can you do it? And then I'll pray. Well done. Let's pray. Father, we just pray that you will help us now. We just pray that you'll help us to lift up your lovely name. And we pray that this morning the Spirit of God may speak into hearts and lives for thy glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much. You take a wee seat. Now, as we think here this morning about kings, I'm just thinking about a king this morning. Okay? So when I think about kings, I'm thinking about the King of Kings. Okay, now, who is that king, boys and girls, that we think we're going to think about this morning? And you've been learning lots about in Sunday school. So is there anybody who thinks they could tell us that? Who is that? Who? You're getting there. You're getting there. You're getting there. You're getting there. We'll go, what do you think? You're quickly. Come on up, quickly, quickly. I have a wee 3-second rule here. You have 3 seconds to get these sweets. If you don't get them, pastor gets them, okay. 3, 2, 1. Oh, well done. There you go. Take a wee seat. Okay, good. You missed out on that one. Maybe the next one, okay. So, as we think this morning, boys and girls, about the King of Kings, we think about the Lord Jesus. Let me ask you another question. Is he the same king who, for example, rules over just one country? Is he? Yes or no? No, exactly right. He is the Son of God, and his name is Jesus, and so he's referred to in the Bible as the King of Kings, okay? Now, the Bible, the Word of God tells us that not only is he the King of Kings, but here's the thing. You see, the king that you told us about, well, his name, it was Charles, okay? And in the next slide up here, we're going to think about this. Does the King Charles know your name? Does he? No, he doesn't know your name. He doesn't know my name, but the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that he knows us and he calls us by our name. He knows even the very hairs of our head are all numbered, and that's easier for some people than others, okay? But we think about that this morning, and we think about the words that were up during the time when the coronation was happening, and you see these words that the Prime Minister said, and it says here, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are on earth." And was he talking about King Charles? No, he's talking about the Lord Jesus. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and in earth. And so as we think about the one king who created all things, I wonder today, what about you? Boys and girls, are you thinking about him this morning? I wonder if you trusted him. And as we think about the King of Kings this morning, we're going to try and learn lots of different little things about him from the Bible. I wonder, do you want to learn about maybe Let's see, what things could we learn about? What about his crown? Do you want to learn about his crown? What about his scepter? What about his robes? Let's find out some things this morning. But if you've got a Bible with you, why don't you get your Bible ready? And we're going to see what we can learn from God's word. So, did you know, boys and girls, that the crown that was used at the coronation, did you know that King Charles's crown, it weighed 2 bags of sugar? It's pretty heavy. Now, if you go home, get 2 bags of sugar in the cupboard this morning or this afternoon, don't drop them. It makes quite a mess. 2 bags of sugar, and you put them in your head, you'll find out they're pretty heavy. And so there's lots of gems and there's lots of gold in this crown. But as I think today about a crown when Jesus was on this earth, it tells us in John 19 and verse 2 that the Roman soldiers, they mocked Jesus by making a crown. And what did they make that crown out of? Does anybody know? Like, was it gold and precious jewels, or what was it? This girl down here. Thorns, exactly right. A crown of thorns. That doesn't seem fit for a king, sure it doesn't. Well, here, let's think about this for a little moment. But the amazing thing about these crown of thorns, boys and girls, that those cruel soldiers, they would weave these crown of sharp thorns together, and they would mock the Lord Jesus, and they would say he's the king of the Jews, and they would put this crown on his lovely head. But here's the thing. Thousands of years previous to this, we know that those same thorns, those types of thorns, were the result of Adam and Eve's sin in the garden. And before Adam and Eve sinned, there were no thorns on this earth. And in Genesis 3, verse 17, it says, "And God said unto Adam, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, cursed is the ground for thy sake. Thorns also and thistles it shall bring forth." So here we go. Think about this for a little moment. And this is for older folks too. The Roman soldiers, they unknowingly took an object of the curse and wove it into a crown for the one who would die on the cross to deliver from that curse. What an amazing reminder that Jesus is sovereign over all, knowing all things, and he's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. Boys and girls, where's the Lord Jesus today? Where is he? Shout it out, 1, 2. He's in heaven. Exactly right. And his crown reminds us of his authority as King of heaven and of earth. Now, there's something here I've got. Does anybody know what this might be? It looks like something that my wife's hit me over the head with, but it's not. Okay, so this, I wonder what it could be. Let's see. Anybody? Oh, there's a boy with his hand straight up. Over here, yes? A what? Oh, well, this boy here answered it, but that's okay. What were you going to say? Yes, come on up quickly. I'll give it to you this time, okay? Well done, and I want you to come and hold this, okay? All right, so you come on up. You come on up here. You hold this for me, will you? Hold it up. All right, do you want a prize? Put that in your pocket, okay? Were you up before? Yes. Is it the same one? Give me one of those packets of sweets back, will you? Well, don't give it to that boy that was behind you, right? Now, stay up. You can stay up. It's okay, but he's getting the sweets, okay? All right, don't throw them. Because see that girl there? She'll eat them. I know she will. Okay. So think about this. The king has limited power. The King Charles has limited power. A few hundred years ago, the king and the country used to have lots of power, but he doesn't make the laws today. Who makes the laws today? Well, we have politicians and MPs and all of that. But I wonder, what about the Lord Jesus? Does he have power today? Well, or is his power limited? It might seem that way because we know that it's Jesus that saves, that Jesus that forgives sinners. But it seems so many today, there seems so few that are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. But that doesn't limit his power, and he is in control. And boys and girls, here's the thing. The name of the Lord Jesus means the Lord is salvation. And if we were to look up in the Bible today, in Psalm 45 verse 6, it says, "Thy throne, O Lord, is forever. And the scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter." So I want us to think about this scepter for a wee second, okay? It reminds us that, first of all, that God is in control. What does it remind us of? God is in control. I want you to do this. One, two. One, two. God is in control. And boys and girls, even though things seem to be crazy in parts of our world and difficult things happen, and yet God is still in control. Even though there's people that hate God himself, God is still in control. And so as I think about that, God answers prayer. You see, the scepter, I'm reminded in the book of Esther. In the book of Esther, there was a king. And when Esther or anybody wanted to come into the presence of the king, well, if he was in a grumpy mood, you're going to be the king for a second. You see this? He would hold out the scepter and then you could come into his presence, okay? So I want to see if anybody can come into the king's presence here this morning. So are you going to hold out the scepter or are you not going to hold it out? What are you going to do? It's a hard decision. Are you grumpy this morning or are you happy? Oh, he's happy. That's good. So that's the way the kings were. A grumpy king, and he wouldn't hold out the scepter and you couldn't come and see him. But if he was in a good mood, you could. And we think about Esther, the queen, and how she was able to come into the king's presence when he held out the scepter. That meant that she could come into his presence. But boys and girls, you know, that reminds me of this morning. It reminds me that we can come into the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's not moody. He's not going to turn us away and go, "Ah, oh, don't bother me today. I have too much on my plate. I'm trying to sort out this world." No, he tells us to come into his presence. Here's what the Lord Jesus says. He says, "Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Here's the thing, boys and girls. God answers prayer and we can come into his presence at any time. Here's the other thing. How does God answer prayer? What three ways can God answer prayer, do you think? Anybody going to tell me one? What's this mean? This means yes. God can say yes to our requests. He can answer prayer in that way. He might say, what's that? No, because God knows best what's best for us. And he might say, wait. So what are the three ways God can answer prayer? One, two. Or, well done. Remember that. God knows best and he is in control. Well, you've done a good job here. Give him a wee round of applause. Give those sweets to that other boy there. Okay. I'm just keeping an eye on the time here as well. So we're thinking about now the King Charles. He reigns over the UK, United Kingdom. Okay. But when I think about this, I wonder, what about the Lord Jesus? Where does his kingdom? Well, Psalm 145 and verse 13. I wonder if there anybody can look that up and maybe give it to the children and maybe they could even read it out for us. It's a really important verse. Psalm 145 and verse 13. What does it say? Well, let's see if anybody can read it. Have I got a good reader? Let's see. Anybody? Let's see. I'm not going to ask you again. I got caught out to you twice already. All right. So let's see. Maybe, are you a good reader down here? You've been up already too, haven't you? So let's, no, you haven't? No? Come on up. All right. Come on up. Okay. So I wonder, can you read this for me? There's a girl there who's got a Bible and everything, and you're going to come up and read it. So thank you. So here we go. This is a big challenge. Just coming up to read something you've never read before. Okay. All right, so you can also read it on that screen at the back, or you can read it here, okay? So, what's your name?
Abigail.
Abigail, brilliant, Abigail, right, okay. Do you want to come over to this microphone, Abigail? Let me see if I can lift this up. All right, you ready? Go ahead.
Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations.
Brilliant, that deserves. Thank you for reading that this morning. Thank you. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. King Charles's reign will be for a short time, boys and girls, but the King of Kings, he reigns forever and ever and ever. But I wonder, how can we be part of Christ's kingdom? Well, when the Lord Jesus, boys and girls, came to this earth, he began to teach and to preach. Here's something that he said that's so important. Mark chapter 1, he announces this. Wait till you hear. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. And do you know what he says? He says to the people, he said to the people all around, and he says to you and I today, here's what he says. Repent. and believe the gospel. You see, we need to turn away from our sin. The Bible tells us we're all sinners and we need a Savior, and his name is Jesus. And to be part of his kingdom and eventually to go to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus, no sin can enter in. Sin separates us, will keep us out from heaven. Our sin separates us from God. But today we need to ask the Lord Jesus to forgive our sin and to come into our life and then to go and to serve him and serve those around us. Well, moving very quickly on, boys and girls, and there's the king's robes. I need someone here that'll help me with this one. Let me see. Oh, there's a man there. Have you been up yet? No? Come on ahead. Here we go. Okay. So, we saw King Charles and his expansive royal robes. Do you think, did he buy them in Primark? No, probably not. Okay. Well, John 19, verse 23 tells us about the Lord Jesus just before he went to the cross. And it tells us there that they took his garments and his coat was without a seam, woven from the top throughout. It was a perfect coat. Now, where do you hear this? I'm going to give you a packet of sweets here because I think you'll be able to do this anyhow. Hold on to that for a wee second. Okay. Now, we think about this coat of the Lord Jesus. And it reminds us that without fault, it was seamless. Perfect coat, and that reminds us that the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, is perfect. He is the only one that was good enough to die on that cross. On the third day, he rose, boys and girls, over death, and he defeated death and defeated hell. And when we accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior, he gives us that we're new robes, tells us that all our righteousness, you know what, boys and girls? Is it important to do good things? Is it important to make your bed? Hope you made it this morning. Is it important to your mom, your dad, whoever's looking after you? Yes, it's important to do all those things, isn't it? But do you think doing all those things that God will say, well, you can get to heaven because you've done lots of good things in your life? Is that what the Bible says? No, all our good deeds, all our righteousness are like filthy rags. It's a bit like this, boys and girls. There's this true story told in the Bible about a man. And this particular man had two sons, and this son said one day, Dad, give me the money. Give me all that is coming to me. And then he took the money. And what did he do? He went off into another country, and he blew the whole lot. He wasted it. Now, I want us to think about this. The son eventually came back to the father. He came to an end of himself, the Bible says, and he realized that he had went his own way. He said these words, I have sinned. That's just like each one today. We have sinned. And if you're without the Savior, well, your good deeds will not get you to heaven. And I think about this. Will you put this on quickly? Here we go. And then stand over here, but watch you don't fall off the end. Okay. All right. So he's coming over. And here, I want you to picture this story. And this young man's coming back to the father's house. And he realizes he's done wrong, he's sinned. And I'm going to go back and become a servant of my father. And he comes with his old coat and his old rags. This is the oldest coat I could find. But I want you to imagine it's really full of holes and it's dirty and it's dusty and all the rest. And he says, I'll come back to my father. What does a father do, boys and girls? Is his dad going to be cross? Is he going to be, well, let's find out. So he comes back. And there's the son coming in the distance. And the father's going to look at him, stop. See, you took all my money. Is he going to do that? So if I get you, is he going to do that? No. What does he do? The father, what does he do? He takes the old robe off him. He hugs him. Take the old robe off there. And he gives him another robe. Now, this is the best one I could get, so please stick with it. Okay, right. So he gets another robe, and he puts this one on him. The very best robe he had, okay. The best one he had. Put it on you there. Good man. There you go. Look at that. He got the best robe. he got the best robe. He was forgiven. The father forgave him, and he came back. And he realized that he had sinned. And it's that old coat, the old rags, thrown away. and he's got this new coat. And when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus gives us, as it were, new clothes. We're clothed in the righteousness of Christ, the one that died for us and the one that lives forevermore. And so the Bible tells us the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Can I ask the question to maybe a mum, a dad, someone else in the meeting this morning? What about you? Have you been to the cross? Have you asked the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin, to come into your life? Because the Father today is waiting with outstretched arms. He loves you and he longs to give you this, clothe you in the robe of his righteousness. Well, you've been brilliant. You can take that off now. Grab a wee seat. Did I give you a prize already? Good. And we'll finish off, because as I think about the king's robe, boys and girls, where's the king? Where's King Charles's home? Shout it out, 1, 2. Aye, Buckingham Palace, isn't that right? But where is the King of Kings? Where is the home he has promised us for all those that trust him? 1, 2. Heaven. Yes. And the Lord Jesus, he made this wonderful promise. I go to prepare a place for you. And where I go, there ye may be also. What's heaven going to be like? I was at a little Bible club this week, and a little boy put that question on his worksheet. And he said, tell me more about heaven. So I was able to tell him what the Bible says. And it tells us in the Bible there'll be no more tears. There'll be no sadness. There'll be no sin that'll be there. That means that you need to be saved, boys and girls. Moms and dads, grandparents, please don't leave this meeting this morning without getting right with God. Many people today say about some of the celebrities when they pass on, oh God, you know, they're in heaven. But that's not what the Bible says. Unless they have asked the Lord Jesus to forgive their sin, they will not enter in. And you know what, boys and girls, you know what we don't need in heaven? Keys. Why do we not need keys? Why is that, you think? You ever think about that? Why? Well, you lock your house, you lock your car, you lock everything, isn't that right? Why? Because you're scared in case there's a thief going to come in, isn't that right? But there'll be no thieves in heaven. And it tells us there that there'll be no darkness there, because the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the one that is there. Boys and girls, I have a wee thing here, and let me see where it is. Oh, what did I do with it? Well, let's see. If this here, right? And do you know what this is? This is the last one. It's an invitation. Did anybody get an invitation to the coronation? Anybody across the building? Put your hand up. Anybody? My goodness, not one person. Do you see that, boys and girls? Not one. But the Lord Jesus gives us an invitation. And here's what it is. He says in Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. You can have your sins forgiven. Isn't that good news this morning, boys and girls? And then the Lord Jesus wants us to go on and to live for him. And throughout our lives, do those good things. Show love to others and tell them about God's wonderful salvation. The gospel, it's still the power of God to salvation. That's the last one on screen. And it's simply this. It's the promise, the king's promise. And what does the king promise? Well, in John 10:28, he says this, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of their hand. Maybe there's someone today, and the old devil, the old enemy's been attacking you and saying, oh, are you really saved? Have you really trusted the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, if you've asked the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin, and you've truly trusted him, then the Bible gives us this wonderful promise that the Lord Jesus gives to you eternal life, and you shall never perish, and neither shall any man, any devil, anyone else pluck you out of the Lord's hand. And so today, we're almost finished. You sung a little song that really encouraged my heart, boys and girls. I wrote it down, and it says today, press on, dear saints, the king will return. What do God's people say? Oh boy. What? Did I get it right? Press, I'll say it again, and then I'm going to see what people here trusting the Lord Jesus really think. It says, dear saints, press on, dear saints, the king will return. What do God's people say? Amen. Amen. That's a bit better, isn't it? And we need to be excited about the return of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so, boys and girls, I wonder Are you trusting him? I trust that you are, and I trust that you'll keep going on and keep trusting the wonderful, wonderful Savior. I just want to encourage all the teachers this morning, children's workers, youth workers, just do keep going. Press on, because I know it's difficult. And there's times you feel like giving up, and you wonder, will even bother get involved in Holiday Bible Club this year? Do they really need me? Yes, they do. You keep going, keep pressing on, and God will do the work as he is doing. Praise his name. So thank you, boys and girls, and thank you for having me this morning.
Before we get our prizes, and the boys and girls are waiting for the prizes, and we've already told them in Sunday school, I've already told them whether they listen or not, it's a different thing, but they're not going to open their prizes until they get home, isn't that right? Remember I said that? Yeah. Okay, but just before we get your prizes, I just want to say a few thanks. I want to thank all the children and young people for coming along week by week. Over the year, and we've had a great year in Sunday school. Attendance has been very, very good. They're getting prizes, and they're in no particular order. Some of them have chosen a prize, and some have chosen to accept a token for the Faith Mission Bookshop, so that's why there's a difference. But we want to thank all the boys and girls for their faithful attendance. I want to thank the teachers and all the Bible class leaders who have been faithful in their attendance week by week. And you know, whenever I was teaching, I just always remembered that teaching wasn't just for Sundays, because sometimes we take a wee break, maybe on a Monday after we've taught on a Sunday. Then on Tuesday, we're starting to pray about what we're going to do again on Sunday. And we're praying for the children and young people we have around us, because they're going through various challenges, and we know that there's even challenges have come towards our young people in particular over recent weeks, and we need to be praying much for them. So the teachers and Bible class leaders do take it seriously, the important work of praying for those who they teach week by week. I want to thank the teachers for the encouraging attendance by bringing the children along, and without you and without your help, we wouldn't have Sunday school, and we want to thank you just for sending the children along. I want to thank the guys in the room at the back. I want to thank those who organised the PowerPoint for us. And even for today, as we think about the children and how they've taken part, I chose the pieces. Maybe they were a wee bit challenging, but we handed it over to Sarah, and Sarah spent a lot of time in getting us polished up, and we were able to sing All for the Glory of God. And I think you can guess which song turned out to be the favourite of the children. It's the one that Phil mentioned to you as well, Press On. So hopefully, even Sunday school's finished, it'll continue to sing that even during the summer. I want to thank those who would stand in from time to time. Sometimes we're all volunteers, and sometimes teachers have to be off for various reasons, even for sickness, and we do have a number of teachers, or those are willing to stand in, and we thank those teachers for that. All the prizes, they'll come up in their classes as usual. I'll mention the teacher's name, and then all the pupils in that class will come up. I won't call out Brian's class, as I don't do every year, because I don't want the bigger ones to lynch me. But I want to thank the five willing conscripts who covered the doors this morning, so we'll probably pay for that later. But anyway, thanks, guys, for doing that. So just for the parents, just Sunday school and Bible classes, and God's will recommence again on Sunday, the 3rd of September. So you can just keep your applause for until the end of each class, rather than clap, clap, clap to every individual. And I'm going to see if I can get, the pastor's had an easy day, so I'm going to see if I can get him to work now, and maybe could carry these wee bags over to help me out. That'd be great. Thank you. Okay, so the first class up is Joan's class. So that's Joel, and there's Jacob, and there's Phoebe. Okay, and you can have a wee seat, and that was great. We're going to have Linda's class. So we have Cassie, we have Oliver, Thompson, sorry, there's two Olivers in this class. And there's the other Oliver. And we've got Austin. Okay, and there must be more over here. So this would be for Aliyah and Phoebe.
Well done.
Very good. So Gladys's class, so we have Rachel, Reuben, Ben, and this would be, I think I should say Tom on it, does it? Can you read?
Oh, Tom.
Tom, yep, Tom, good.
Hello. Welcome.
Catherine's class, Austin, Eva, Jude, and Faith. Okay, Anne's class. Daniel, Isaac, Tom, Abigail, Annie, and Annabeth. Sarah's class. So we've Tom, Abigail, Hobby, Bella, and John. Elaine's class. So we've Riley, Robin, Matthew, Hannah, and Eden. Yolanda's class. Charlotte, Samuel, Jack, Darrell, Will, Lydia, Grace Montgomery, Mariah, Grace Kennedy. So Alan's Bible class. There's Cameron, Jacob, Ava, Amber, and Emily. Johnny's class. Lydia, Sam, Poppy, and Ellen. And I say Brian's class will not call up, so I value my life. And that's me.
Well, thank you again. Thanks to Phil for coming and sharing with us. And boys and girls, now you heard what Noel said. Don't open them till you go home. I'm quite sure maybe one or two maybe have had a peek already, but don't open them until you go home if you can. We're going to sing our closing hymn together just now. The words are on the screen. It's number 267. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And again, we'll stand to sing after the introduction, please.
Are you washed in the blood?
for parents, the boys and girls can be picked up at the normal place just over at the door to the Link building there after the service is over. They've all gone over to the church hall while we've been singing. We're going to commit our time to the Lord in prayer, and we'll wait on afterwards for the Lord's table. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all that has taken place this morning. We are thankful for each one of the boys and girls and how they were able to take part and how they were able to recite your word, how they have learned it. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for how they've been able to sing out these praises and even to sing out hallelujah for the cross. And Father, we thank you for the cross. We thank you for the Lamb of God who hung upon that cross, the one who paid the price so that guilty sinners could go free. Father, we do thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that the one who hung upon that cross is the one who is the King of Kings. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the promise that lies within that for the Christian. We pray, our God, Lord, that even now your word would speak on into hearts. We're thankful, Lord, for your presence with us this morning. We pray you'll bless us now as we've come to the end of this part of our meeting. Undertake for us throughout this day. Bless again this evening as the young people take part. We pray you'll bless our brother Phil as he comes back to share again to the young people. And we pray, O God, that above everything, that your name will be glorified. Undertake for us now, bless us as for those of us who are saved and who remain for the Lord's table. We pray, O God, that you'll bless us there and that you will meet with us in that place. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.